这集呢，就是我们牧师大会现在做了一个同工。
First thing is we have another coworker.
就是呢他的名字叫Rich Sevilla， 是新在我们这一边做年轻人传道的同工。
So he is the youth director. Understand?
所以在我们11月14号的这个主任呢，就是叫什么环节，就是 installation service， 就是为了他开始工作的一个。还有一件事情感谢神呢，就是大概一个月前呢，在一个很偶然的机会呢，我太太Audrey 发现他有皮肤癌。
Another Thanksgiving is about a month ago. That's just why on the skin.
但是呢，这个其实没有很大的影响。这个手术已经做完。
Okay, operation finished. There is not much impact.
所以今天他不来，只是因为他要开会，不是因为其他身体不舒服。所以上次我来的时候，你们是可以见
到。是的 ，Dr. Julie was today not because she is sick, but because she has an injury. And then, for next time, she will come to me.
好，我们开始今天讲到之前，我们知道吗？
对。
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们谢谢你。
Thank you。
就是我们可以在这一天。奉你的名一直崇拜。
Thank you because we can be here to worship you.
我们求你打开你的话语。
Please open the word.
教导我们去遵守你的话。
Teach us to pray.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基
督。Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我不知道大家你读完今天的经文的时候呢，你想到什么事情
？I wonder what you are thinking about after reading today's passage.
当我读完今天的经文的时候呢，我就想起了1912年Titanic 沉没这个事情。
When I read this passage, I thought about the Titanic accident in 1912.
你知道这条游船呢？它被称为永不会沉没的船。
You know that ship was named on sinking.
但是呢，它却在它第一次旅行的时候呢，就沉没了。
But it was sunk at its very first voyage.
怎么可能呢？
Okay.
同样呢，当我们读到雅各在今天的故事的时候。
When we read the story about Jacob,
我们知道呢，其实他是一个前途光明的一个人。
We know he's a person who has a bright future.
但是呢，今天的经文却讲到他在服命。
But today's passage talks about his wandering.
为什么他会这样子
？Why he was so bad?
但是这28章10到20节呢，记载了雅各人生中最黑暗的一个晚上。
The late passage recorded Jacob's darkest part of his life.
但是在他最黑暗的一夜里面，他遇见了。
But in the very darkest night, he met God.
我们来一同看看神是怎么去改变这个穷途末路的雅各。
Let's see together how the world will change this futureless Jacob.
好，我们现在来先看创世纪28章的10到11节。
The first thing, verse 10 to 11.
前面讲到了雅各出了别是巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在杰里租书便拾起哪地方的一块石头枕在头下，在哪里好好睡了。
Verse 10, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for heaven. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep.
你有没有想过为什么雅各呢会到这个田地？
Do you wonder about that? Why Jacob was in such a sore condition?
你像雅各的祖父呢，就是亚伯拉罕。
Your grandfather Jacob was Abraham.
那句话说，雅各应该是在神的祝福之下。
In other words, Jacob should be in God's presence.
还有呢，雅各的爸爸以撒呢，他是一个很有钱的人。
And Jacob's father Isaac was very wealthy too.
所以呢，在前两战的时候呢，这个腓力斯王呢说他的爸爸比起他的更强。
So the previous two chapters, the king of Philistine said that he actually was much stronger than his dad.
但是呢，雅各在28章的时候呢，却在努力。
But here in chapter 28, Jacob was washed
up. 如果你看到上世纪32章的时候呢，他打仗当逃命的时候呢，只拿着一个杖过这条约旦河。
Now if you read chapter 32, when Jacob mentioned this incident, he said he only had one staff.
还有呢，他当时呢一定是走得很急。
And he was not the run in a hurry.
因为呢，圣经记载呢，原本他是在别是吧，但是他好像一天呢就跑到波特利这个地方。
The Bible said he was in Beersheba. He said that one day he went into Bethel hotel.
这一个地方呢，大概有40到50的距离。
Yes, about 40 miles.
为什么他走得这么急呢
？Why he walked so fast？
因为他哥哥呢立誓要杀。
Because his father vowed to kill him.
还有呢，大概雅各走的时候呢，没有带什么钱在身边。
And also.Jacob may not have money in his hand.
因为呢，原本呢，波特利这个地方呢，其实是附近是有一个城市。
Actually, there was a city nearby.
但是呢，他没有进去找地方住，却找一个野外的地方睡在一个石头上面。
Instead, he slept on stone outside.
为什么他会变成这么凄凉的一个地步呢
？Why Jacob landed in such a miserable situation？
然后我们就要去研究一下雅各的情况。
Let's see how Jacob grew up。
我会形容呢，雅各呢是一个很好胜的一个人。
I would say Jacob is one who always wants to go.
有的时候呢，我们形容这些人很 competitive， 就是说，好像我翻译说，他永远不希望做第二的。
He hated to be the number two。
我们呢，从他出生的时候呢，你就见到他这个表现。
You can see that during his birth time。
就是呢，在上世纪25章的时候呢，他长到22节跟26节。想到呢，他还在他妈妈的肚子里面呢，就跟他哥哥在双战。
So the Genesis 25, when Jacob was in his mother's womb, he fighting with his father.
所以呢，当他的哥哥生出来的时候呢，他还要用他的手找住他哥哥的两个。
Even when his father was out of womb, he still holding his father's hand.
你就看见呢，他就是我不想希望做第一
个，这个是希望第二个，这个是第二个。
这个也是雅各的名字的意思，就是挡住。
So that is the meaning of Jacob, which is corruption.
还有呢，他你会发觉呢，他在他成长里面呢，他知道最大的福气呢，就是成为家里面。
We also know during his grow up, Jacob realize the greatest lesson is from the first book.
我们知道在圣经里面讲到呢，如果你是长子呢，你分遗产的时候呢，你分两份的。
In Bible time, you know, if you are firstborn, you will have a double share of your inheritance.
还有呢，大家他想到呢，因为他是亚伯拉罕的子孙，如果他是长子呢，他会得到什么祝福？
Also, because he knew he was the descendant of Abraham, so if he is firstborn, he will inherit the blessing of Abraham.
所以呢，他一直呢就在计划。怎么可以从我这个双生的哥哥手上来抢到这个圣诞他长子的名分
So in the Lord's lifetime, he fought to get the firstborn right from his father.
那么我们看25:29里面那里的这篇道这个故事就是雅各用一碗汤就把这个长子的名分呢从他哥哥的手上给过来了
So in chapter 35, verse 29, we see Jacob steal the firstborn right from his father, from just one born child.
我想呢，这一件事情呢，不是一个偶然的事情。
I believe this is not an accident.
我相信呢，这个事情呢，是他长期计划出来的。
I believe this is the result of his long time thought.
为什么我解释解释呢
Why are you saying so?
因为圣经呢在25:29里面呢圣经用了一个很特别的字
Because in Genesis 25:29 there's a special word here
里面说雅各熬汤
Here's that Jacob was cooking some soup
熬汤这个字呢很特别的
He's cooking some soup is special
首先呢很巧，在希伯来文里面呢，用这个字形容主动式的。
First is rare in the Hebrew to use that word.
我相信在旧约圣经里面呢，这个是唯一的一个例子。大部分的这个字呢，在翻译上面呢，都是翻译成为自谋之性的意思。
That word was translated scheme.
意思就是好像呢你预备一个圈套去等候你的猎物来到你
It's like you set a trap and wait for the victim
还有呢这个熬汤是在希伯来文的时候你听起来好像猎人 hunter 的这个字的发音
And also that word in Hebrew sounds like a hunter to a hunter.
所以呢，我猜想呢，雅各呢，可能呢，已经尝试过很多次，用这个方法去等待他的哥哥。
So I believe Jacob actually tried many times to try to catch his brother.
结果呢，就在这一天，他哥哥就掉进他的圈套。
So finally, he caught him.
还有一件事情呢，我们看下去的时候呢，雅各呢有一天呢，他真是很幸运。
If we continue to look, we can see a lucky day of Jacob.
因为呢，他发觉呢，他不单是已经把他哥哥的长子的名字骗过来。
He found not only he already stole his brother's firstborn right.
现在他有机会呢，把他长子的祝福呢给骗过
来。Now he got the opportunity to grasp the steal the blessing of his country.
我说呢，这一天这是天时地利人和。
So I would say that the time everything was ready for.
他爸爸眼睛呢已经看不见。
His father's eyes were blind.
还有呢，他妈妈告诉。雅各呢，就是你爸爸要秘密的祝福你哥哥。
And his mother told Jacob that Isaac was planning a blessing to his brother secretly.
第三就是他哥哥现在去打猎。
And the third is the brother hunting.
这么好的机会，他不可能不把握。
So such a great opportunity he couldn't talk about.
所以呢，他就只用几句话就骗了他爸妈为他祝福。
So just a few words, he stolen the blessing of much more from his father.
其实呢，我想一个人是 competitive 的，是没有什么不好。
I don't believe it's bad to be competitive.
在很多运动员呢，他们都是但是呢，如果你为了成功而不择手段呢，这个就是一个很大的问题。
But if you disregard the basic rules, that's a problem.
这个就是雅各他变成从一个找助，原本只是一个找助的人呢，变成一个骗子。
So that's why Jacob at first just grasped, now he becomes a deceiver.
这个就是他哥哥的曾经形容他。
That's how the father described him.
在27:36呢，他形容雅各，他的名雅各，岂不是对吗？因为他欺骗了伯伦。是。
So that's when Isaac told his father.His name was Isaac. His name was Jacob. Was that true?
这个，我们看见雅各呢，他为了成功呢，他不单只出卖了他的哥哥。
So we can say Jacob, to go after his own good, he betrayed his father.
但是他也出卖了自己的灵魂。
He also.Also,
我想到呢，我们中国人呢是很勤劳。
I know Chinese very busy.
特别就是我们这一辈移民的，我们更加勤劳。
Especially this first generation immigrant.
因为我们在这个国家是外国人。
Because we are foreigners, like
如果我们不努力一点呢，人家怎么会给我们机会？
If we don't work hard, how can we have opportunity?
所以呢，我们在工作里面呢，看见很多中国人呢，他们在花很多时间在他们工作上。
So we can see, in general, Chinese workers very diligent.
到40岁的时候呢，其实他们呢，生活的是很稳定。
Most of them actually first stable up to 40 years old.
但是到了这个年纪呢，他会告诉自己。
He would tell himself,
现在就是我成功的时
候。Now is the time of success.
如果我再老一点呢，你要努力的话，没有机会。
I will have no more opportunity to get older.
所以他们会把握所有的机会去发展他们的事业。
So they take every opportunity to work hard to develop themselves.
他们会投资啊。
Invest,
他们呢希望当老板、他们就希望有一天呢早一点退休、然后他们就可以享受他们的人生、但是如果你是年轻的时候呢，我们会不会好像雅各一样走上这条路？
But if we are doing any of life like thisAre we not like a Jacob?
就是呢，他为了成功呢，不择手段。
As to succeed, he disregard all the rules.
你有没有回头看过你走过的路，上面呢，你牺牲了多少
？Did you ever reflect your own life? How many people you betrayed?
有些人呢，常常工作。
Some people work full time.
他主。早出晚归。为了工作呢，常常出差。有些人呢，他甚至回家，其实他没有机会见到他的儿女。
Someone has no opportunity to see the children.
回到家里面呢，家里面的人还以为他是隔壁的叔叔。
his only child.So he thinks he is the uncle of the neighbor.
他跟他的太太谈话呢，也 不知道谈什么。
你老公有好久没谈了，你给一个事情的时候。
每一次跟他在谈话，结果都是谈小孩的事情。
The only topic was the wife, the child。
他的人是谈到钱的用钱。
So what do you want to talk about?
只是呢，他公司里面的同事了解他，彼此他太太了解他，这样子。
Turns out that his coworkers understand him much more than his wife.
其实我们追求成功呢，不一定在只在事业上。
Actually, success is not just in
career. 有的时候呢，可能是你的兴趣。
Maybe your interest.
有的时候呢，可能呢是你一下子的工作。我上个月有一次机会呢，跟我大姐姐一起去黄石公园。
Last week I had an opportunity to go to Yellowstone Park with my own sister.
这个呢是去黄石公园，这个是我第二次去。
This is my second time.
第一次去的是11年前。所以呢，我去完以后回来呢，我就把我11年前的照片拿出来看一看，做一个比较。
So when I came back, I pulled out the picture that I took 11 years ago to compare photos.
11年前呢，是跟我二姐的大弟一起去。
11 years ago, I went with my second sister.
去完以后，看完以后呢，我太太就问我一下。
My wife asked me, has not reviewed the picture.
她说你有没有发觉呢？你二姐的小鱼子，从来没有笑过，在每一张照片里面从来没有笑。
Did you realize your poor sister's daughter never smiled in those pictures?
他问我你家为什么？
因为我，
其实我是知道。
而且还有，
你知道我去旅行呢，是这样子想
的。来 travel is always。
就是我希望在最短时间看最多的地方。
So、I want to see as much as I can with the shortest time possible。
所以呢，我去地方呢。走得很快，从来不等。
So I always hurry from one place to another. I never wait for people.
所以当时呢，我的历史呢，就是8岁的这个外甥女呢，她就很可怜，跟着她的舅舅在后面一直跑。
So really that's why my niece was busy following me.
所以呢，可能呢，他因为太疲倦了，所以从来他太焦了，在这个旅行里面他都没有笑。
So that's why he had no smile during the picture.
所以我告诉 Audrey， 就是我太太说，我知道为什么他不笑了，因为他有一个很自私、很贪心的丈夫，就是我。
So I told my wife, I knew why she didn't.Why? Because she has a greedy uncle.
如果我们走上了两个这条路的时候，我希望你今天看看他的后
果。If we are walking on the road together, I hope today you can have a vision to result.
我们知道他的确从他哥哥的手上。把这长子的名分跟这个祝福骗过了。
We do know he's stolen the blessing of firstborn and the name of firstborn from the child.
但是他没有得到。
But he actually didn't get anything.
他没有快乐，也没有。
He had no joy and no contentment.
他在28章里面只是孤孤单单的一个人。
In chapter 28, he was.Only person.
他哥哥成为他的仇人。
His brother was the enemy.
我们知道他所爱的妈妈，他从此再也见不到。
We know Jack has never saw his brother, his mother since that night.
这个就是雅各 他配音他的音乐。
That's Jack's artist now.
就在他人生最黑暗的一夜的时候。
At the darkest hour of his life.
神就向他显现。
God, let him.
这个就是十二到十五节里面说的。
That's the verse 12 to 15 in chapter 23.
这个是雅各第一次见到神。
That's the first time Jack met God.
我在问自己，为什么神选择在这个时候向雅各显现？
I ask myself why God showed Abraham in this moment.
可能呢，就是雅各平常太忙了。
Maybe because Jack was too busy.
就是平常他听不到神的呼召。
So he couldn't hear God's voice.
也不愿意慢下来去听神的话。
He refused to slow down to hear God's voice.
如果不是呢，当时呢，雅各头无辜呢，但他不会听到神向他的呼召。
I think Jacob would not hear God's voice if he was not in that hopeless situation.
所以呢，我们有人简直说，就是人的尽头是神的尽头。
But when someone said the end of man is beginning of God,
这个的确是很有道理。
Yes, thank you, that's very beautiful.
当时呢，雅各呢就是在睡觉。
Jack was asleep.
他睡觉的时候就见到画一个梦。
So he had a dream.
这个梦里面呢，他见到三样事情。
In his dream, he saw three things.
第一，他就是见到一个楼梯。
Is there a stairway?
楼梯上面呢有天使在上去下来。
So he saw the angels ascending and descending on the stairway.
第三呢就见到耶和华神呢站在这个楼梯的底部。
And the third, he saw the Lord standing on the top of the stairway.
这个意象是什么意思？
What does that mean?
首先呢，雅各呢他自己在实际。
节
里面解释了，他说呢，解释神的殿，也是天的门。
So this is the house of God, the gate of heaven.
所以呢，这条天梯的意思呢，就是神与人相会的一个地点。
So this stairway is the place that God met the people.
这条楼梯呢，把天跟地连在一起。
This stairway connects heaven and earth.
人呢可以通过这条天梯到神这边去。
So man can go to God through the stairway.
所以呢，他说这个地方是神的家，天的。
He said this is the house of God, the gate of heaven.
那么，天使在上面上去下来是什么意思？
So the angels ascending and descending on the stairway. What does that mean?
那么你要了解呢，天使呢在圣经里面，特别在这个来书解释，它是独一的灵。
You need to know the angels actually serve for the ministry spirit.
它是奉差遣为啊将要承受咒恩的人效力。
So the angels are the servant of those who hold up God.
所以呢，你可以想象这样，就是好像神的好像一个主人一样。打发他的仆人就是天使，从他的家里面呢跑出去去工作，又回来，又打发他们出去。
Okay, you can think of this way: if the God is like a master in the house, he sends his servants, the servants of angels, to go out to work and come back people.
他们的任务就是把神的祝福带给这些相信神的人。
Now their task.Of to bring the best of God to God's children, to believe God.
在这个晚上，雅各周时间是遇到神。
In that night, that found Jacob met God.
然后他从他的梦中醒过来。
After he awoke from his dream.
其实也是他人生里面一个最大的成长。
So that is one of the major turning points.
因为神向雅各显现的时候呢，他从一个骗子的人生呢，就要醒过来。
Now he awakened from his life of deceit.
然后他醒过来的时候呢，他有三个反应。
He has three reactions.
第一个反应呢，其实呢就是在十六节里面说的。前面呢讲到呢，他是很惊奇的。因为他原本呢，他是以为他是孤孤单单的一个人呢，在这个黑夜
里面。Always in the father's life.
他没有想过，原来神一直的陪伴。
He didn't realize that God was waiting in full time.
所以在十六节里面呢，他就说：“耶和华正在这里，我竟不知道。”
Here he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware."
我想还有一个原因呢，他为什么他这么惊奇
？I think another reason why he was so surprised.
就是呢，神显现的时候向他讲了什么
？I think because the word was spoken.
然后我们就要回到十三到十五节里面去看一看。
So we come back to verse 13 to 15.
基本上呢，神是应许雅各两件事情。
Basically, the Lord promises Jacob two things.
第一样就是神应许他，我要祝福。
The first one.The Lord promised to bless him.
怎么祝福他呢
？How to bless him?
就好像他祝福亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like he blessed Abraham.
如果你比较创世纪十五章跟二十八章所讲的事情，基本上神的祝福是一样的。
If you compare chapter 15 and here, you will see God blessed upon the same.
另外一个神的应许呢，就是在十五节。
Another promise is about verse 15.
这个就是神要保佑他。
As God will protect him.
怎么保佑他
？How to protect him?
就是与他同在。
He with him.
无论他在哪里，总不离开他。
He will be with him all the time.
还有一天要带他回家。
And will meet him in the home someday.
雅各面对神这么大的恩典的时候，他怎么可以？
The priest is such a great blessing, how could you account for us?
特别他知道他是一个怎么样的人。
Especially, he knew what kind of person he was.
他可以蒙神的
恩典。But he can help us.
这个就带出雅各第二个反应。
That introduced the second reaction of Jacob.
这个就是二十八章十八十七节所讲的。他的惧怕
That's verse 17. He was afraid.
你有没有留意呢？就是其实神曾经向亚伯拉罕显现过，向以撒显现。
You realize actually the Lord met Abraham and Isaac.
但是呢，他们两个人遇见神的时候，他们都没有惧怕。
But we didn't see from Bible.
为什么雅各遇到神的时候他会惧怕
？Why is that？
很简单，因为他知道他是个骗子。
Simple because he knew he was a deceiver.
他的行为没有达到神的标准。
His behavior is short of God's standard.
其实从人的角度来看，雅各的行为呢，我们也觉得很受气。
Actually, from man's point of view, Jacob's behavior.
但是当神向他显现的时候，你有没有发觉他？他从来没有提到雅各所犯的罪。
He realized God never mentioned Jacob's family.
这个是因为神怕他。
That's because God should be listening.
但是雅各自己就想起他的误会。
But Jacob himself, the man was reminded of his face of him.
所以呢，这个就是为什么他惧怕。
That's why he was afraid.
其实我想呢，这个是每一个真正认识神的人一定有的一个经历。
I believe that the experience of everyone who truly knows the Lord.
就是你会见到自己的罪。
That's because you can see your sin.
当我们面对这个圣洁的神的时候，人不悔不怕这个神。
We will be afraid. we met with us.
但是呢，圣经鼓励我们。
On Bible encourage us.
就在诗篇一百三十篇第三到第四节说。
Psalm 138.
他说主耶和华，主耶和华啊，你若够诈罪孽，谁能站得住呢？但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏。
Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, keep the record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? For with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
最后雅各的一个反应。
The last reaction is the one.
就是看历史。
Evolve.
这个呢，历史就是一个承诺。
Follow is a big promise.
就是他很严肃的要做一个确定。
That is, he made a solemn promise.
他的承诺有两件事情。
It involved consist of two parts.
这个记在二十节跟二十到二十二节。
That's in verse 20 to 22.
这边说雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立的为柱子的石头，也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给。
Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
第一，他承诺就是他一生要敬拜神。
The first one he promised is he will worship God all his life.
他要以耶和华为他的神。
He wants the God to be his God.
还有就是以伯特利这个地方为敬拜神的地方。
And he wants this place itself as a place to worship God.
我们有些人呢，念到二十到二十一节呢，以为呢雅各呢是跟神呢好像在吵架打架这边。
So some of the readers verse 22 and 22 is that Jacob was negotiating with God.
其实呢，我相信不是这样。
But I don't believe.
不过你看二十节里面所记载的内容。
If you look at the content in verse 22.
其实呢，神已经在十五节里面呢提出了。
Actually, all the sins are promised in verse 15 by God.
雅各只是重复神所给他的应许。
Jacob was repeating God's promise.
所以我相信呢，雅各是凭信心去接受神的应许。
So I believe Jacob received God's promise of faith.
他就立誓要一生的敬拜神。
So he vowed to worship God, God.
第二个承诺呢，就是他立誓要实际奉献。
The second vow was he vowed to give tithes.
打到这里呢，让我想起一个问题，就是为什么神的儿女要奉献
？Here I thought about the question why God's children need tithes.
从前呢，我在做崇拜主席的时候，有的时候我会这样说。
So in the past, when I was a presider, I would say this.
你看啊，我们过去奉献没有达到这个预算啊，请基督里面奉献。
Obviously, you know that our offering is short compared to our budget is with offering.
但是我想一想，只是给的打不通。
When I reflect on what I said, actually, that's how I.
很简单，我问你的，我们中间里面哪一个不缺钱？
我们要缺钱，因为是拿不来钱的。
在我们认识很多组织里面，他们也缺钱。
So the main organization, they all like money.
他们为什么 缺钱的时候你要给钱。
So why after you manage you will you get money?
所以呢，但是你看呢，雅各他奉献的原因不是因为。
But if you look at Jacob, his offer, the reason of his offer is different from what we mentioned.
我们已经提过，当时的只是他身上是没有钱。
We already mentioned he was penniless at that time.
但是他却立誓呢，他要十一奉献不止。
Or he vowed to tithe to the
Lord. 原因是什么？
What's the reason?
就是他在二十二节后面说把你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给。
If you read verse 22, it says, "Of all that you give me, I will give."
哎，这个是一个很大的改变。
That's a great change.
我们从已经讲过，从前的雅各呢，他是靠自己的能力去挡住他的人生的福气。
We already mentioned the past. Jacob in the past was trying to grasp everything by his own power.
但是呢，当神向他显现的时候呢，他才明白，原来人生一切的不福气呢，都是神赐给他。
Once he met God, he realized that all the blessings are from his Lord.
如果你回头去看，十五节。二十八章十五节的时候，你就会发现
，If you look at verse 15 and 16，
神说：“我要与你同在。”
He said, "I am with you."
你无论往哪里去，我要保护你。
I will watch over you wherever you go.
我要领你归为姐妹，总不离开你。
I will bring you back to your land. I will not leave you.
直到我成全向你所应许的。
Until I have done what I have promised.
为什么雅各要立誓十一奉献
？Why Jack vowed to give tithes to God?
因为这一天他明白，原来一切都是属于神。
Because he now understands everything is from God.
是神赏赐给他。
It's a reward from God.
所以他愿意以十分之一奉献来感谢神。
So that's why he was willing to give one hand to thank God.
所以你可以倒过来想一想。
So you can think about that one.
为什么有些人他不愿意去十一奉献
？Why some people refuse to give one hand to God?
因为他觉得这是钱是我。
Because he is saying, "Don't you want to know?"
为什么我要奉献给你？
完全不知道。
我们看完二十八章的时候呢，的确雅各在这个晚上呢，跟我们刚刚谈到这个海恩这个游船有很相似的地方。
So after reading chapter 28, we can see the similarity between Jacob's life and the consumer's life.
因为两个故事呢，都在发生在一个很繁忙的一个黑夜。
Both happened in the dark.
但是呢，两个故事却有一个很大的分别。
But two stories are different.
Titanic 这个游船的故事基本上是一个悲剧。
So the Titanic story was a tragedy.
但是雅各的故事呢，却是因为他见到遇见耶和华的时候，他开始人生有一个重大的改变。
But Jacob had a very different result because he made up his life has dramatic changes.
神要把他人生的黑夜变成黎明。
So God turned his darkest night into dawn.
我们今天也可以有可以好像雅各一样去改变过来。
We can also have the same experience as that.
我们也可以遇见呢这个站在天梯下面的真神。
We can also meet the God who stands in the head of the stairway.
我们的方法不是去博得利去找这个神。
But our method is now.Going to the battle, battle to wake up.
因为我们知道这个天梯已经来到了。
Because we know that Spirit has already come to her.
耶稣在约翰福音第一章五十到五十一节解释了一下。
Gospel John 1:51-51.
耶稣对相信他的人说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天太阳，神的世界上去下来，在人子。”这是耶稣的身上。五十一节。
Verse 51. He, well, Jesus added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open, and angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
耶稣就是人与神之间的天梯。
So Lord Jesus is a heavenly stairway between God and man.
通过他我们可以得到神的赦
免。Through him, we have God's forgiveness and mercy.
只有通过他有罪的人才可以到神的面前。
Only through him, the sinful man can come to him.
我们可以好像雅各一样，通过这条天梯来到神面前，让他去改变。
So we are like Jacob. We can come to the Lord through this heavenly stairway, so that the Lord can change us.
我们去吧。
Let's pray.
第二位天父，我们谢谢你。虽然我们犯了很多的罪，但是神你没有纪念我们的罪，却通过主耶稣去赦免。我们愿意好像雅各一样，就是以耶和华为我们独一的神。
You as our God.
还有就是我们以我们的奉献去向你去感谢。
And our tithe is the token of thanksgiving.
听我们把奉献出去。
Hear our prayer and bring our gifts.